Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this week while he's on vacation. And this rain has been pretty good for our plantings, our grass. But we'll find out more. Dan Costa joins us now, horticulturist at Vern Goer's Greenhouse in Hinsdale. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Wendy.
Good morning to you. We already have a ton of questions that people have texted in, so let's get right to it.
Okay.
815, my cherry tomatoes have just stopped producing. Any way to get it thriving again?
Probably either a pollination problem if you're getting flowers but not tomatoes. You're probably not getting enough pollination from bees and insects. Or else you might need to do some fertilizing with some high phosphorus to kickstart the blooming again.
So it's not too late to keep the tomatoes blooming?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because now it's warm into October, so harvest season is going to get a little longer, I have a feeling.
Yeah, we'll be harvesting on Halloween, I think.
Oh, good. I love it. So fertilizer or, I mean, there are a shortage of bees this year. So, I mean, how can we can't pollinate it. Somebody said you're supposed to, like, shake the flowers. Is that, they have anything to do with?
No, that doesn't really. You got to distribute the pollen from one flower to another. With tomatoes, the way that flower is set, it's hard for you to do that by hand.
All right, so fertilizer. Miracle-Gro, is that a good thing to use?
Yeah, or I like the Jax Blossom Booster.
Blossom Booster, Jax. All right, I'm writing that down because I want more tomatoes. 773 says, for the first time, my hydrangeas never bloomed this year. Any idea why?
Could be that they're getting shaded out now. Maybe the tree that's nearby is overgrown and they're getting a lot more shade than they used to, because everybody thinks that hydrangeas love shade, but they like partial shade all the way to full sun. If they're getting shaded out by, you know, things grow over time and people don't realize that tree has gotten bigger. It's now shading a lot heavier. That can be a problem like that.
A lot of crabgrass questions. How do you get rid of crabgrass, Dan?
Right now, you can mechanically remove it. It means pulling it out or hoeing it out. Crabgrass is an annual grass. So in the spring, if you put a pre-emergent herbicide down early in the season, that will prevent the crabgrass seeds from sprouting and growing crabgrass again next year. The only thing is, if you put down a pre-emergent, you also, like on your lawn, you also cannot at that time then put down grass seed because it'll stop that as well.
All right, 773, what is a hardy ground cover to replace grass? I'm looking to replace the weedy grass in my easement, which for people like me that didn't know what an easement was, it's a side yard. I just want to warn people about planting ivy, because when I first moved into our house 25 years ago, I had a chain link fence in the backyard, and I said, oh, I'll just plant some ivy because then it'll ultimately cover it. It's covered my whole backyard.
Yeah, ivy is a heavy stem, and if it's on the ground, it's actually a trip hazard because you can catch your foot on that very easily, and next thing you know, you're on the ground. There are a few things you can use. It depends on the light in the situation, but something like Vinca ground cover is good. Ajuga can be used. There are quite a few different. And it also depends on how tall you want the plants to be. Some like hardy geraniums like Beacovo or Carmina work great, but they're a little bit taller. They're up to about 10 inches tall. So really depends. It's situation by situation, what kind of light you have, what you're looking for.
And it's great to go into your local garden center. If you're near Hinsdale, go ahead and stop into Vern Goer's, because then you can look at things and say, oh, how will this help? It's easier to find out what you like when you're right there looking at it.
And then we can talk to the person, find out the situation and what they're looking to get, and then direct them to the appropriate type of plant materials.
All right, 708 has a question about container gardening. Is there any disadvantage of container gardening in 2-gallon buckets? Will you please elaborate? I don't know what that means. Is that like a big container?
I guess. 2 gallon would not be real big compared to a pot that would be like an 8-inch pot. So that's kind of on the smaller side. The thing with the containers is you're going to have to keep them watered. That's, plants in the container are going to dry out a lot faster than the plants in the ground. And so you have to make sure that you keep the watering going. And also when you start, use a good quality potting soil. Don't just, you know, dig something up out of the yard, which is terrible, or just get the cheapest thing in the big box store, which probably isn't too much better. So invest in a good quality potting soil. Keep the plants fertilized because they're going to use it up fast in a container. And watch the watering all the time.
All right, that's good advice. I have a rose of Sharon, which in my eyes looks like a hibiscus. And it's really pretty, and I notice that every year I have more rose of Sharon. Is that kind of like a weed?
Yeah, they will self-seed very, very liberally around. I have one in my yard, but the double-flowered one, so it cannot produce seed. But regular single-petal type of rose of Sharon will set seed generously, and you will have plenty of plants of it.
Yeah, because I didn't plant pink ones, and now the neighbors' pink ones are in our yard. It's really moving along all over. But a question about that, with all these heavy rains, and it's not just the Rose of Sharon, all these trees are like really, the branches are bowed over a little bit, I mean, or bowed over, I guess that would be. What do you do for that? I mean, I just trimmed some of my Rose of Sharon because they were getting too tall anyway, but you don't want to just cut those branches off, do you?
Well, it depends. If they're down low where you're walking into them, sure, you can cut those off and trim it up higher. If it's something just like from the recent rain that we had, I mean, 3.5 inches of rain last night, yesterday at my house. So some of the stuff is just weighted down. And once it dries off, we get a little sunshine, a little breeze. A lot of that stuff will go right back up. With some plants like spruces and that, their limbs naturally grow down on an angle, so that's just their normal growth habit. Arborvitaes also tend to have a little bit of weep in the tips of the branches. So sometimes it's the natural growth. Sometimes it's a matter of something pressing on the plant.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I swear to God, I don't think you could ever be stumped. And I will, I'll pop into Vern Grower's Greenhouse, 5620 South Oak Street in Hinsdale, and come see you, Dan.
Okay. And this weekend up at the Chicago Botanic Garden, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the Midwest Bonsai Society's annual show. So if you want to go see some really cool bonsai, and they got vendors up there and things going on all 3 days, it's fun to see if you're looking for something to do this weekend.
Yeah, and where is that?
The Chicago Botanic Gardens in Glencoe.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. I might do some bonsai trees come winter. That might be something I work on.